Yesterday we left off in the middle of the topic that Tosis discusses in the bottom Tosis on Beis Amud Aleph, the topic of Mezuyif. Min HaTorah, just to review again, Min HaTorah, the Gemara on Gimel Amud Aleph quotes the member of Reish Lakish that there's no need for Kiyum Ashtar. That if a man comes with a Shtar Halvoy that says the Lova owes him $1,000, so the Lova does not believe the same Mezuyif and the Malva doesn't have to make any Kiyum. We'll have to learn some more. There may be cases where Kiyum Ashtar is needed, Min HaTorah, but under normal circumstances, Kiyum Ashtar is only with the Rabbanim. That's Reish Lakish's memory. Eidem Achsim Emal Ashtar, Nasi Kimishin Echrei Dusim Ebezen, and the whole Rabbanim Hu Diatzrach, the whole need for Kiyum Ashtar is only with the Rabbanim. So Min HaTorah, the Malva has a Ashtar with two Chsimis, and we assume that it's not Mezuyif. Mid the Rabbanon, if the Malva comes with the Shtar and he says you owe me money and the Loiva admits that he owes the money, okay, so let him pay the money. But if the Loiva says that it's Mezuyif, then in that case, the Malva has to make a Kiyum Ashtar. So that's a discussion that we mentioned. Eben Ozel and other recent Svarim discuss what's the nature of this Din de Rabbanon. Is it that they made a declaration that a Shtar without Kiyum is a Chaspa Bialma, it's not meaningful at all? They passed every shtar with the Rabbanon. Oh no, they said that if the loy, the taina is mezuyif, so we give them honest to such a taina. On the level of the rice, it doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, taina is mezuyif? That's like a malva walks in with two edim, live edim, walk into Bezdin, and they testify the loyva owes $1,000, and the loyva looks at them and he says they're lying. So the loyva doesn't have them honest, not minatora, not with the Rabbanon to say that they're lying. But over here, if the malva walks in with a shtar, you don't have two living edim who walk in person. He walks in with a shtar, and on the level of the rice, it's exactly the same. That's what Reish Lakish says. Eidem achsim al ashtar, nase kemishen nuchger, nechrei, dusim ebezen. So, but mid Rabbanon it's different. Mid Rabbanon, if the loiva will taina that it's mezuyif, so then they give him their manas with his taina. The chacham give them manas with his taina. So what's the difference whether you say like this or you say like that? So the pashtus is, we said yesterday, the pashtus is, the difference should be, does it make sense to say they give them manas lahoitzi? Or only they give nemanis lahachzik. You don't have, there isn't such thing as nemanis baldim etanos lahoitzi mammon from someone else. We have a rule that bari b'shem alah bari arif lahoitzi. If I say that you owe me $1,000 and you say you don't owe me the money, so it's my word against your word and you're muchzik on the money, so of course you don't pay. But what if it's not my word against you? I say you owe me $1,000, you say you don't remember, you don't feel well, you don't remember at all. So it's not my word against you, it's my word. And you say, I don't know, so we believe you. There's no contradiction. I can't be mighty mammon based on nemanis baldim etanos. Nemanis baldim etanos, you have nemanis lahachzik, but not, you can't be mighty mammon with a taina.
He's not mighty with his shtar. But now that we have a
shtar
from the
shayla,
we have a good shtar. So
you're
mighty with the
shtar. So the shayla is, does it? Let's say the malver produces a shtar mekuyim that says the loiva owes him money, and then the loiver produces a shtaver that has two chasimas that says that he paid already, and then the malver tainas on against the shtaver of the loiva that is mezuyif. So does it make sense to say in such a case, on the level of the raisa, the shtaver is good, even though it has no kiyum? The shaila is, does it make sense to say mid the rabbanon that the malva can taina that the shaver of the loiva is mezuyif? So if they made a din that every shtar that's ain't a mekuyim is not valid, shtar shein mekuyim is not valid, so we understand you have to make a kiyum on a shaver also. But if you say that it's not that a shtar shein mekuyim is not valid, they made a takanim with the rabbanon that even though it doesn't make sense to taina mezuyif, but with the rabbanon you have that money. So does it, would it make sense over here that the malva should be nema to taina mezuyif against the shaver of the loiva, and therefore the malva is going to win and walk off with the money? He's going to win his money. L'chari, it only makes sense to make a takona de rabbanon that the muchzok, if the loiva tainas on the shtar of the malva, that the shtar of the malva is mezuyif. So there it makes sense. They gave in them on the level of the reis, it doesn't make sense. There's no such nemanis. On the level of the rabbanon, they gave a nemanis to that taina because it's lahachzik. But to give nemanis to the malva to say on the shaver that it's mezuyif, That's problematic. So that's a Beferish Gemara. That's a Beferish Braisa. The last Omid base in the first parak in Bab Metzia says Beferish. That if the Malva comes with a Shtar Mekuyam and the Loiva comes with a Shoiva Shein and Mekuyam, and the Malva says on the Shoiva that it's Mezuyav, the loiva has to pay unless he'll be mekayim hishayva, that the malva has no manas. So l'chora, the pashtus is, the Eben Ozel has, maybe we'll talk about it, Eben Ozel has a whole complicated cheshbon. That's to do with migu, perua b'migu de mezuyif. He says that it depends on this topic. But I don't know if we'll get to that. I don't know if we'll talk about that. But the pashtus is that once the Gemara says that you even need a kiyum on a shaver, l'chora, that's what the Gemara means to say. That mid the Rabbana, they declared that every shtar she'ena mekuyum is a chaspa b'yom. So if you say it like that, then we understand what Tosis is raising an issue over here. The bottom Tosis raises an issue. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't need any kiyum ashtar. The Mishnah says only if I maybe get from chutzlos, maybe get from dinas ayam, then you need b'fana nechta b'fana nechtam, which according to Rav is a form of kiyum ashtar. Normally kiyum ashtar requires two eidim. That's Mishnayis in Ksubis. We need two eidim for kiyum ashtar. Mishum iguna kila berabbanon, over here they allow kiyum ashtar b'yedechem. So that's a kula. And in Eretz Yisrael, I maybe get Eretz Yisrael eidim tzach shem b'fana nechtam. You don't even have to have any kiyum at all. There's no need for any kiyum at all. So Tosfos says the good kasha. What do you mean you don't need any kiyum at all? But didn't the Chachamim make a declaration? A shtar, a shayver, any shtar under the sun, any and every shtar that's any mikuyim is a chaspa bialma. So why do we say that I maybe get Eretz Yisrael? Why do you say that it's good? Shouldn't we apply the rule, the din of the rabban, that a shtar sheni mikuyim is not a valid shtar? So that's a good kasha. So that's what Tosfos answers. Mishum miguna kila berabban. Okay, that we can understand. But if you look in Tosfos, the first line, and then the whole Tosfos, it's a long Tosfos. They have a lot to say. They quote a lot of Gemaras here. Tosfos didn't ask that kasha. Tosfos asked a different kasha. Tosfos worded the kasha, you should say Tainina. Tosfos is not, asked, they should declare a shtar sheni mekuyim as chaspa b'yalma. Tosfos didn't ask that. Tosfos is working on the assumption with the other version, that not that they declared any shtar sheni mekuyim is not a valid shtar. They said if the loive tain is mezuyev, so they give them honest to the loive. What do you mean, the loive tain is mezuyev? But even if the malva tain is mezuyev against the sheva, so let's word it a little better. The one against whom the shtar testifies. Shtar alva testifies against the loive. The sheva testifies against the malva, that he's not entitled to collect. And the get testifies against the husband, that he lost his wife. And the shtar matona testifies that he doesn't own the karka anymore. Whenever you have a shtar that says to someone's detriment, it says in your favor and against me and for you. So whenever the shtar says against somebody, so that person against whom the shtar is testifying, so min ha-Torah, he's stuck. The shtar is a good haggadah seidus. Midrabanan, they said the one against whom the shtar testifies can tain a mezuyev. So now Tosfos introduces a klal, not only did they make a takana of the Rabbanon that he can say mezuyev, but we should say taininon. What is taininon? Taininon is a gemara in Cheskes Habatim, in another mesichtas as well, but mainly Cheskes Habatim. The gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that the pasuk says if you have a person who's not able to speak, you should help him out. Psach picha lo ilim. He's standing on line and waiting to take care of something, and he doesn't know how to talk, and he stutters, and you got to help him out. Psach picha lo ilim, you have to help him out. So the Gemara says, psach picha lo ilim, what if you have a din Torah? And one of the parties in the din Torah doesn't know b'chlal what's going on. So how did he ever enter business in the first place if he doesn't know what business is all about? The answer, he never entered business. His father was in business. Father died, and the kid's a little kid, and he wasn't there. He sits and learns in the yeshiva. His father is a businessman. And the whole din Torah fell into his lap, and he doesn't know what it's all about. So the Gemara says, Taininan li yisayimim. We advance a tain on behalf of the yisayimim. Any taina that the father would have been able to advance, we should advance on behalf of the yisayimim. That's a din of taininan li yisayimim, or taininan li lekuches. It's a person borrowed money and he gave a shtar halvoa that he owes the money and kol nechasim mishubadim lechayvzeh and all of his property is mishubad, and then he sells the karka to lakeach, and then the malva comes to lakeach, the malva comes to the loiva has no money, the loiva is broke, and then he goes to the lekuches don't know whether the loiva really owes the money, does know the money, they don't know what's going on, they weren't there the whole time. So they don't know what to say. So the Gemara says, Taninan lilakuchas, Taninan liyisaimim, Taninan lilakuchas. Whenever the Baldin is a gava la bar taina. He's an ilim. It's not literally an ilim. He knows how to talk, but he doesn't know what to say in this din Torah. He wasn't involved in the beginning of the whole story. He wasn't there. So there's a din of tainina. So that's what Tosfos says over here, that we should say taininon just like if the person, if the loiv is here, and the loiv can say midrabbanan, they gave namanas to the loiv to say mezuyev. Or if the loiv has a shayver, so they gave namanas to the malva to scream mezuyev on the shayver. So whenever you have a din Torah and the people know what's going on, he said, that's not true, it must be a forgery, it never happened. So they gave namanas to the party who knows what he's talking about to say mezuyev. So why shouldn't we always say, should we or should we not say? Do you have a right to say taininon if the baldin is not here? Let's say the woman wants to remarry. We know the woman was married for the last 25 years. Now she wants to remarry. She comes with a get, and the get is, in Eretz Yisrael, the get is any mekuyam. It doesn't even have the kiyum of the shliach la'iloch. It didn't say b'fana nechtav. So the get is any mekuyam. So would we allow the woman, the Mishnah said, you allow the woman to remarry. So Tosfos says, wait a minute, why don't you say Tainina? If the Baal would be here and he would say Mezuyah, if the get testifies against the Baal that he doesn't have a wife anymore, that they're divorced. And the Baal says, it can't be, it's not true, I never divorced my wife, give me back my wife, they stole my wife, my wife is running away from me, give me that get is a forgery. So if the husband would be here, so he would be Naman Midirabbanan to Taina Mezuyah. So even if the husband is not here, why don't we say Tainina? That's the way Tosfos words the kasha. So Tosfos answers, see, we worded the kasha differently. We worded the kasha, if it's a din and all shtaris that a shtar sheni mekuyim is not a valid shtar, so you should apply the same thing over here. So that's what Tosfos answers. Mishum migun akila berabbanan. But Tosfos answer, the answer is going to be the same answer anyway. But Tosfos doesn't word the kasha like that. Tosfos words the kasha on the assumption that Tainus Mezuyev is a Taina, they gave them Midirabona, they gave them honest to the party against whom the Shtar is testifying to advance the Taina of Mezuyev. And even if the party against whom the Shtar testifies does know what to say, or he's not here, we don't know what he would say, the husband is not here and the wife wants to remarry, so Tosfos says we ought to say Tainina. So they give the same answer anyway. So that's a famous run. The run on the Rif quotes this kasha of Tosfos. So he says, yeah, as far as he's concerned, he doesn't think that that's a kasha. Here, if you have in my edition of the Rif, the old normal, the Vilna edition of the Rif, on page Gimel Amud Aleph, on the first wide line in the run. If you have a different edition, so it's the, you have two full pages, Daf Aleph, Daf Beis, the Rif is quoting all the Gemaras, and then the Ran quotes the last section in the Mishnah separately. Last three lines in the Mishnah, now maybe get Eretz Yisrael, doesn't have to say b'fana nechta, b'fana nechta. Maybe get Eretz Yisrael, b'fana nechta. So the Ran quotes it like a separate Mishnah. And then in the middle of that discussion, Gimel Amud Aleph has the last narrow line and the first wide line. Ein Elo Rayis, he doesn't see that Tosfos has proved anything, so he says, he says, what do you mean taininan? Taininan is that the beznin advances a taina al pipashtas. The beznin advances a taina to support the muchzok. Someone is muchzok on money, and there's a din Torah, they want to take away his money. So then we say taininan to support the muchzok. But he says, over here, what do you mean? Taininan is an inyan and didi mamanis. If you have a din Torah and didi mamanis, so you have to try to help out the muchzok al pi pashtas. There is a shveri gemara in Ksubis where the gemara has taininan to help out the toveya. So the Pnei Yeshua works very hard on that gemara. It's a strange gemara. But normally taininan is sach picha le'ilam. You try to help out the muchzok in the case that you shouldn't be moitzi mamon from him. So he says, what are here? Over here, by marriage, what? The wife belongs to the husband, and he's losing his wife. It's a tragedy. He's losing his wife, but that's not an issue of dini mamonos that you should advance, that you should say taininan on behalf of somebody else. That's a famous Ran. The Ran has that line. He doesn't think you should say taininan. But Tosfos thinks that you should say taininan. Tosfos worded the kasha not the way I presented it yesterday, but rather the way the Ran understood it. Tosfos clearly meant you should say taininan. So this is a... So this is an interesting topic. Do you say taininan on mezuyev? So So Tosis quotes a Gemara in Bava Basra Daf Ayin on the base, where it's kemat black and white that you don't say Tanin and Amizuyev. The Gemara is very unclear, and there's a long Balamor there. I mentioned yesterday Balamor asked Takashin, he gives one teretz and he shlugs it up, gives another teretz, shlugs it up, gives a third teretz, shlugs it up. He says the teretz is what Tosis said, this Tosis, and the Tosis there on Daf Ayin on the base. He says the Gemara there has a discussion. Let's say I have a shtar halvoa that says you owe me $1,000. So if you say parua, so you don't have the money. So if the loiva says parua, that's one of the differences between a milva b'shtar and a milva alpeh. If I bring two witnesses who testify that I lent you $1,000, and you say yes, you borrowed the money but you paid it back, so you believe the taina paraiti. But if I bring a shtar that says I lent you $1,000, so you don't have the manus to say paraiti. So the Gemara says, why? Because shtocha biyodi, my boy. The fact that I'm still holding on to the shtar, that itself is a raya that you didn't pay back. So the Gemara has a discussion. What's the din? Not in a case of halvoe where the loy v'tainas paraiti. What about the case of a pikodin? So let's say I give you a pikodin, and I demand, I want you to give me a shtar that says you're holding my pikodin. I gave you an automobile, so I'm afraid you're going to claim the automobile is yours. So I want you to give me a shtar that the automobile is a pikod, and you're holding it for 2 months, whatever, until I come back from Eretz Yisrael. So then I have hamafked etzach aver b'shtar. Instead of hamalve, hamilve b'shtar, hamafked etzach aver b'shtar. So now, So the mafkid comes back from Eretz Yisrael and he says, give me back my car. Here I have a shtar that says that you're holding on to my automobile for a month. The month is up. Says, when I come back at the end of August, you have to give me back my car. So you say you gave it back. So what do you mean you gave it back? So I say, shtocha biyodi, my boy. The fact that I'm holding on to the shtar, there's the charaya that you didn't give it back. If you would have given it back, you would have insisted on me giving back the shtar to you. So Gemara has a shayla, but if he would have said nensu, If the shomer is not a shoel is chai b'yonson. So if I lent it to him and I'm not charging any rent at all, so then a shoel is taka chai b'yonson. So he can tiny whatever he wants. The only tiny he'll pat himself will be mesa machmas malach. But if he'll tiny then, so he'll still be chai today. So what if he? But let's say we're talking about a case hamafked etzach averoi b'shtar is not a shoel. He's paying me some rent, or he's doing me a favor. He's doing me favors also. So doing me the favor is also like paying rent. So he's not a shoyl. It's not kol ano shalom. So if the shomer will taina nensu, he will be believed. Shtar doesn't. What are you going to say? Shtocha b'yodim, my boy. How can it be that an oinus occurred that you put the? How come I'm still holding on to the shtar? Why? If an oinus occurs, so the shtar is going to dissolve. So if you taina, if the shoyma taina is then, so he will be believed, even though the mafkid is holding on to a shtar. So the Gemara wants to know, what if he says, hechzarti, maybe he should be neman with a migu of nensu. Hechzarti be migu of nensu. If the shoyma would have said nensu, he would have been believed to pater himself. So now that if he taina is hechzarti, would he be believed with a migu of nensu? So the Gemara says, toshma. They quote a brisa. That's the part that Tosis quotes. They quote a brisa. Shtar kis hayotzi al hayisaimin. What is a shtar kis? So shtar kis, the Gemara explains over there, means an iska. Let's say if I give you $1,000 and it's an iska, so it's always understood that it's palga milva, palga pikodin. That $500 out of the $1,000 is an outright halvoa. You just give me back the $500 at the end of the year. And the other $500 is a pikodin. Wherever you're going to invest your $500, you play the market all the time. So you're going to invest your $500, and you're going to invest my $500 in the same place that you're going to invest your $500. So you'll be entitled to all of the revich that you make on your 50% of the. I gave you $1,000. So the half that's a halvoa is yours. And at the end of the year, you have to pay me back the $500. Whatever revach you make in the course of the year will belong to me. Whatever revach will be made on my $500, that goes to me, because that's a pikodin, and you're my broker. You're investing on my behalf. So the Gemara says, palga milva, palga pikodin. So what happens a fellow gave a shtar iska, he gave money to another party, an iska palga milva palga pikodin, and then the one who's doing all the investment dies. So the one who lent them the money, the one who gave them the money, comes to the children. Forget about how much revach they made in the course of the year. Maybe there was no revach in the year. He just wants back all the money. So the shaila is, he comes with this shtar, and he wants to collect all the money from the assignment. So the assignment don't know what happened with the money. Maybe the father gave back the money. Is that shaykh? Maybe the father gave back the money. But the malva has a shtar. He has a shtar kisa yetzad yisam. He has a shtar mekuyim. So the loive cannot taina paraiti. Cannot taina. If a man comes to the yisayimim with two edim balpeh who testify that the father borrowed money before he died, so then maybe the father paid back the money. So even though the father's not alive to say paraiti, but the bezin will say tainina. Because the yisayimim don't know what to say. They don't know anything about the whole thing. The yisayimim over here like an elam. They know how to talk, but they don't know what to say about this issue. So the Gemara will apply the rule. The Gemara does apply there, and that's fine. The Gemara applies the rule psach picha leilim to such a case. So the palga, so if I gave a halva milva al peh to the father, and the father dies, then the bezin will say the yisayim don't have to pay. The bezin will tainin the parua on behalf of the yisayim, tainin on the yisayim. But if the malda has a shtar mekuyam, so the father couldn't have said. You don't say tainin on a tainin that the father couldn't say. So if I have a shtar, the malda has a shtar mekuyam against the loive, so the loive couldn't say paraiti on that shtar biyodi my boy. So the bezin can't taina, they can't say tainin on behalf of the children. So the Gemara says that if you have a shtar kis hayetz ali yisaimim, so the half that's a halvoa, he's going to collect the palga milva, the malva will be able to collect the yisaimim, because what can the bezin advance a tan? What are they going to say? Parua, paraiti. How can you say paraiti? The father couldn't say paraiti against the shtar mekuyam. But the other half, that's a pikodon. So if the father would have been alive, he could have said paraiti. Aye, but it's against the shtar. No, but he has a migu. If he would have said nensu, he would have been neman. You can't say shtocha biyoda, my boy is a right that it's not nensu. If the shomer tain is nensu, so then the Shema will be potus. So even though the Shema doesn't say nensu, he says paraiti, he says hechzarti b'migu de nensu. So that was the shaila that the Gemara raised. And the Gemara says, toshma, here you have a brisa that says, nishba v'goyva machza, that the malva collects half. Which half does he collect? The half that's milva, palga pikodin, the half milva he's going to collect. The half pikodin cannot collect. Because if the father would have been alive, the father could have said, Hachzayte b'migu d'nensu. So now the bezin tain is Hachzayte b'migu d'nensu. That was the shaila that the Gemara had. Can you say Hachzayte b'migu d'nensu or not? So the Gemara calls it a machlekes hatanoim. But Hachzayte b'migu d'nensu is a good migu or not. So all the Rishonim asked the question, what's going on over here? The whole deal we had on Dafai and Omid Aleph, going over to Omid Beis there in Bava Basra only was, whether Hachzayte b'migu d'nensu is good or not. But Nensu itself, it's certainly a good taina. If I come, I give up pikot hamafkir etzach haver b'shtar, and I say, give me back my automobile. I went to Eretz Yisrael for a month, and I gave you the automobile. I rented it to you, and I have a shtar that says you're paying me the rent. Everything's my automobile. Give me back. You say thunder came, lightning, whatever. It was swallowed up in an earthquake or something. You say nensu. So if you say nensu, you're potter. So why does the Gemara say the only dion was whether hechzarti b'migu d'nensu is good or not? Because hechzarti is shtocha b'yodi my boy. That's a shala migu b'makam eidim. Is it good or not? But nensu itself is a good taina. So what does the Gemara quote? Machlekes hatanoim, whether shtakis hayetz al yisemim, is he goy v'machtza or is he goy v'hakol? Does he only collect the palga milve, or does he even collect the palga pikot? The palga milve for sure he collects, because the loiva, while he was alive, couldn't have said paraiti. But the palga pikodin, that depends whether herzaita b'migun and nensu is good or not. What do you mean? But if the loiva, but if the shayma says nensu, he's believed l'choladeus if he says nensu. So say tainin and nensu. What's going on over here? The Gemara Amid Beis quoted Toshma that this shayla, Amin Aleph, is a machlekes hatanoim. Instead, where do they say it's machlokes haim? Because shtakis hayetz al yisayim. The father died. We're talking about taininon. So the Gemara somehow assumes there's no taininon on nensu. It's only if hechzayte b'migud and nensu is good by the father, then you say taininon and hechzayte b'migud and nensu. But even though nensu is a good tain on the part of the father, but you don't say taininon and nensu. Why not? What's going on? There's something missing in the Gemara. So that's what the Balamar gives all the suggestion. He says the only suggestion that makes sense is what Taisus said. That's what our Taisus is assuming. That there's no taninan on a milsa de la shchicha. Nensu is a milsa de la shchicha. It's very far-fetched. What's the guy going to say? I say, where's my automobile? So what is he going to say? It was in an accident. So show me the automobile. So he says, it was hit by lightning. So show me the automobile. He says, no, there was an earthquake. There was an earthquake. It wasn't written up in the newspapers. No, the earthquake was only in my backyard. So show me. So he shows me the backyard looks normal. He says, yeah, the earthquake has swallowed up the automobile and you can't see it. That's a milsa de la shchicha meyot. There was an earthquake in his backyard. So if the father would be alive and he'd say, there was an earthquake in my backyard and it wasn't written up in the newspaper, no one knew about it, only. Okay, that's what he tightens. What can you do? He's nemah to say nensu. But the bezdin should say taininan on the milsa de la shchicha. So that's what Tosfos and the Balamor say, on the milsa de la shchicha, you don't say taininan. So based on that, that's what Tosfos assumes, that mezuyif is also milsa de la shchicha. So Tosfos is pushing, it doesn't make sense to say taininan on mezuyif. They made a takonim with the Rabbanon that if the loiva says mezuyif on the shtar halvoya, he has namonis. And the malva says mezuyif on the shoiver, he has namonis. And the Baal says mezuyif on the get. If the Baal is here, kara all of Urim, the Baal is here. And he says mezuyif, he has namonis. All the cases, a man is living in my house, and I say, what are you doing? Why'd you steal my house? I went to Eretz Yisrael for a year, I come back, and someone else moved into my house. He says that I sold it to him. I say, I never sold it. You stole it. He shows a shtar. I say, the shtar is mezuyif. So if I tie the mezuyif, so there's a nemonis min derabban. If the fellow's here, the person against whom the shtar testifies, he's here, he tie his mezuyif, so they made a takana min derabban, he has nemonis. But if he's not here, and Bezin should advance the tainis mezuyif on his behalf, so that's what Tosfos holds on milsa de la shchicha loy taininan. They got that idea because the Gemara assumes they're dava poshet. You don't say taininan on nensu. That's given. The Gemara never spells it out, but that's the missing link. Going from Amar Aleph to Amar Beis, the assumption is there's no taninan on nensu because on the milsa de la shchicha you don't say taninan. So Tosfos assumes that mezuyif is also milsa de la shchicha. So you should really say loy taninan. So that could have been the explanation over here. If the woman is in Eretz Yisrael and she's been married for 25 years and one fine day she remarries and everybody says, what's going on? But you're an Eishes Ish. So she produces a get. No, my husband divorced me. But the husband is not here. So why shouldn't, so Tosfos assumes we should really say taninan. We should really say taninan on behalf of the husband. So Tosfos says you don't say taninan because mishum yigun akila berabonim. That's the answer that Tosfos gives. So Tosfos says, Tosfos now goes into this long dissertation. Maybe we should say there's never any taninan on nensu. Because nensu is just like there's no taninan on nensu, so there should be no taninan on mezuyif either. Mezuyif is either the person is here in person. The one against whom the shtar testifies is here. And he says, mezuyif, so that's a takana de rabbanon, that he has that monist to say mezuyif. But Bezin should advance a taninan on mezuyif. So Tosfos says, maybe that doesn't make any sense that you should allow taninan on mezuyif. So Tosfos says, if you're going to go with that shita strictly on a milsa de lo shchicha, there's no taninan. And mezuyif is always milsa lo shchicha. So people are going to rip each other off alive. So let's say, whenever people are dying every day, someone dies every day, no? You don't live forever. So when somebody dies, in the middle of Shiva, people will forge Doris, that the father borrowed $1 million from me, I'll come to the Shiva home and I'll say, your father owes me a fortune of money. So if the father would be here, he'd look at me and say, Meshugana, Mezuyev, and I forged the whole thing, I won't be able to be Mekayimah. But once the father's dead, so you can't tie in a Mezuyev. You can't tie in a Mezuyev. The Yisayim don't know what to say. So you're going to say the Bezin doesn't advance a Taina Mezuyif? So Tosfos says, that's a Halbitzara. That is not a Kasha. Tosfos says, despite the fact that Bezin wouldn't Taina Mezuyif, but Bezin would say, Parua B'migad Mezuyif. If the Malba has a Shtar Mekuyam, then you can't say Parua. But if the Malba has a Shtar Sheina Mekuyam, So if the loiva would have been alive, the loiva could have said mezuyev. So even if the loiva says moida b'shtar shiksovay, the loiva says I admit giving you the shtar, but I say the shtar is parua. So that's a machlokes Rav Shmuel Tosfos, machlokes Amoraim in the Gemara. We pass on la halacha moida b'shtar shiksovay, even though the loiva admits that it's an authentic shtar. He says it's not mezuyev, but he says it's parua. So that's a migu. He's neman b'migu. Parua b'migan mezuyev is neman. So Tosfos says the question that we just raised. Whenever anybody dies, so people, all the gangsters, all the crooks, all the, there are a lot of criminals in the world, every criminal will forge a shtar and come to the shiva home and say, sorry to hear your father died, I hope you realize your father owed me $5 million, and he produced a shtar. So the children don't know anything about anything. So what the Bezdin will not say, mizuyef, they don't say tanina mizuyef, because mizuyef and milsa lo shchicha. But that won't pose a problem, because the father, while he was alive, even if he would have admitted that the shtar is authentic, hamoyde b'shtar shiksovoy, but still tzorach l'kaimah, the malva has to make him a shtar, because the loiva has namanas to say parua b'migan emezuyev. So Tosfos says, Tosfos and the Balamor say, even though the Bezdin won't advance a taina of mezuyev, because milsad lo shchicha lo taninan, like nensu is milsad lo shchicha lo taninan, so mezuyev is a milsad lo shchicha lo taninan, but parua b'migan and mezuyef, that they will advance. So we don't. So there's no problem of avshapkes chay l'cha beria. That's not a problem. But Tosfos says no, but it'll be a different problem. The criminals are 5 steps ahead of us. The criminal knows what we have to say. Parua b'migan and mezuyef. So the criminal's not going to forge a document that says the father owes me $5 million. He knows the bezin will advance a taina parua b'migan and mezuyef. The criminal will forge a shtar that says that your father sold me the house. Your father sold me the house that you're living in, and I'll write down, and he's supposed to move out by December 1st. So he comes down the middle of Shiva, he says, you got to move out of the house. Your father sold me the house. So what can you tain over there? The only tain you can say is mezuyev. There's no other tain you can advance. There's no parua b'migan the mezuyev over there. So every criminal is already 10 steps ahead of the bezin. So any criminal, all the criminals will get together. Whenever anyone dies, they'll come forge a shtar. They won't forge a shtar halvoa. Shtar halva, the bezin doesn't have to advance a taina of mezuyev. They can advance a taina parua b'migan mezuyev. But they'll forge a shtar halva, not a shtar halva, they'll forge a shtar matona, a shtar mecher. And the only way to knock that off is to advance a taina of mezuyev. So if the baldover is alive, he'll say, you're crazy mishugana, mezuyev. I never gave you the house by matona. I never sold your house. I don't know who you are. But once he dies, so the bezin, if you'll say bezin doesn't advance a taina of mezuyev because mezuyev lo shchicha lo taninon, so Tosfos says, all the crooks will come. So Tosfos says, we have to make an exception to the rule. Even though this is our policy, that there's no taininan on the milsad lo shchicha, but in certain cases, in order to save people's lives, we'll have to fabeg a little bit, we'll have to violate the rule, we'll have to advance taininan even on the milsad lo shchicha. That's
how. Why is it selling a house?
No, oh, mezuyev. Mezuyev is a, selling a house is shchicha. Yeah. But the mezuyev is the milsa de la shchicha.
Is there a gemara that says that you know tanya on the
milsa
de la shchicha, or it's something that we just learned
at Shach and Tosfos? Tosfos is there in Bava Basra Dafayin on the base, and the Balamor, both are machriachid in the Gemara. Because the Gemara had a machlekes. Gemara asked the shayla on ayin on med aleph. Hamafkid etzach haver bishtar. So if the mafkid comes at the end of this man and it says, give me back the pikodin. So if the shomer says nensu, there's a bagloipt. Aye, but the mafkid has a shtar. The shtar doesn't contradict the tain of nensu. The shtar is not going to melt away just because an einus occurs. But the gemara had a shayla. If the shomer doesn't taina nensu, the shomer taina is hechzarti. And hechzarti is like saying parua against the middle of the shtar. So that's shtorcha biyodim aboy. So offhand, if the shema taina is hechzarte, he shouldn't be believed. If it's a case of mafkir etzach haver b'shtar, the Gemara had a suffix, maybe the shema should be believed in hechzarte b'migud denensu. So that was the shayla. Hechzarte b'migud denensu is a good. The Gemara says in the machlekes hatanoin. Where do you see a machlekes hatanoin? You have the shtarkis hayotze al yisaimim. So one tana says he's goyve machzah from the yisaimim, one tana says he's goyve hakol. One tana says he's goyve machzah. Why machzah? Because the shtakis is palga milveh, palga pikot. So the palga milveh, the only taina that you can party yourself with, and it's a shtar mekuyim. He comes with a shtam mikoyim against them. So the only time he can part himself with is parua, and parua is not believed against the milveh v'shtar that's mikoyim. So the palgam milveh for sure, he's goyva. Shtakis hayotza yisamim, goyva machza. One time it says goyva machza. The machza is the palgam milveh. The palgam pikotin he cannot collect because the father could have advanced the taina of hechzaite b'migudinensu. So the Bezim will also advance Tainin and Hechzaita b'migun and then. So the Yisraimim don't know anything about anything. But whatever Taina the father could have advanced, the Yisraimim advanced. So the other Taina says, Goyva HaKol. One Taina says, Goyva Machz, and one Taina says, Goyva HaKol. Why does one Taina say, Goyva HaKol? Because Hechzaita b'migun and then, so is not Neman. So therefore, the Migun cannot get Adam, so therefore he's Goyva HaKol. So the Gemara says, that's exactly the Shaila. The machlokes hatanaim, whether goyva machz or goyva hakol is, whether hechzaita b'migun denensu is neman or not. If the father has an emon is hechzaita b'migun denensu, then bezim will say taininon for the yisayim. If the father wouldn't have the emonis, then bezim will not say taininon. He can't say taininon, he can't advance a taina on a taina that the father himself wouldn't be believed. So all the mishanim ask, but the father would be believed to say nensu. So let the bezim advance a taina of nensu. Why does that hinge on whether hechzaita b'migun denensu is neman or not? If the father would have been alive, he would have said Nensu, he would have been believed. So let Bezin say Nensu for the Yisrael. So that's what Taisus and the Balamor assume that they say. The Gemara there seems to be assuming that on a Milsa de la Shikha like Nensu, there's no Taninu. So that's what Taisus tells Su. Mizuyev is also a Milsa de la Shikha. So really, Bezin should never advance the Taina of Mizuyev. Unless it's such a case that the Lashavka is Chaylachol buried, then you have to make a Takana de Rabban, and you have to go out of your way to say even Taninan on the Milsa de la Shchicha.
What about Parua?
The Ramban on that Gemara, there's a long Balamo and a short Ramban. So the short Ramban says there ain't no such thing. We have a tradition from the Gaonim that any and every Taina that the father can advance, the Bezin will advance for him, even a Milsa de la Shchicha. The Shach and Chashem Mishpat writes, the Ramban has a Kabbalah from the Gaonim, so that's the din. Even a Milsa de la Shchicha, Taninan. How he reads the Gemara is a problem. The simple reading of the Gemara is not so. So that's a big machlokes. So the Ramban argues the whole Tesis doesn't make any sense. Tesis says on that Gemara, Tesis says on the Gemara, the Bezin should advance a Taina of Nensu. No, Nensu is a Milsa de la Shchicha, loy Tanina. But nonetheless, they can advance the Taina of Hechzar to Bimigu de Nensu. So he says, what do you mean?
But if
you can't say Nensu, so there's no Migu? What kind of migu? He says, "If nafal I say nafal abinyan." A migu means if I could have advanced taina A and I would have had the emunas on taina A. So if I advance taina B, which per se really shouldn't have an emunas, taina.
Bezin doesn't need migu. Bezin just use the taina of the baal. The baal needs the migu. You can't say that. So Taisvis
knows what the Ramban is going to argue. So Taisvis writes, and don't ask me Akasha, our Taisvis says, don't ask Akasha, how can the Bezin advance a taina of Hechzarti, Bemigud and Nensu, if Nensu himself, they don't say, so they say, no, but the father could have said Nensu. So since the father could have said Nensu, the father could have said Hechzarti, Bemigud and Nensu. So therefore the Bezin has the right to advance the taina of Hechzarti. And the Ramban holds, no. If the Bezin can't, if you are right, if you, Taisus and the Balamar are right, that there's no Taninan on Nensu, because Unmos Lashchich Loi Taninan, so if Nafalai said Nafalai Bin, so how did Bezin have the right to advance the Taina of Hechzarti? So it's a fundamental machlok, is what's going on here, what is the din of Taninan all about? There is, I can explain it easier by giving another mashal. It'll sound like I'm complicating matters, but it's going to make everything easier. There is a din. Let's say I come to you and I say, I lent you $1,000. You say, it could be, you don't remember. You weren't feeling well. You had amnesia. You don't know. It could be. You don't know. So it's Bari Vishema. What's the din? So the Gemara has a machloikis. I'm a roim, and we pass on Bari Vishema, la Bari Yodif Lohitz. That fine, I have namonis to say I lent you $1,000, but my namonis is not so good, I can't be mighty mammon. So you know, you don't really contradict me. You say, I don't know, it could be that it's true, it could be it's not true, you don't know. So the din is you don't have to pay. So the Gemara says in the end of Bava Kama, that's only if he says, any adeya im hilavesani. I don't remember whether I ever borrowed the money in the first place. What if he says, I remember, yes, I remember Beferish borrowing the money, but it could be that I paid back. I have something in my head, I seem to remember there was an Asik, I may or may not have paid it back. So then the Gemara says, if any then praticho, then the din is at the Yischai. Bari v'shema, la bari yarif lahoitzi is only if the Shema says, any dem hil v'sani. I don't know if I'm chuyiv at all. I don't remember whether I borrowed the money. But if he admits borrowing the money, he just doesn't remember paying back. Any dem hechzarti, any dem praticho, then the Gemara says, at the end of Baba Kam, that is chayv. So that's a Gemara, that's a din in Shulchan Aruch. So there's a discussion in Achrayim, and it turns out to be a discussion in Rishonim. What's the din of any day in praticho when it's loy havel elameida? When it's loy havel elameida, I say I lent you $1 million. So you say, yeah, I remember borrowing money. It could be I paid back, could be I didn't pay back. What do you mean? You don't remember if you paid back $1 million? Or let's say $5, not $1 million. $1 million, you would remember. Let's say a nickel. What do you mean you don't remember? It's your responsibility to remember whether you paid back or not. What if it's a situation where it's absolutely not your responsibility? Let's say you have a cashier who pays. It's a chenvoni al pinkosa situation. People work for me, and I owe them salary. I know that you worked for me in the course of the day, and I know I owe you the money. And then I told you, go to the cashier, and he'll give you a check. I'll have the bank record. Okay, he pays cash. At the end of the day, he pays cash. So he says, go and he'll pay you the money. And then the balabos doesn't know whether he was paid the money or not. So what would be the din in such a case? The balabos knows he's becheskas chiyav. He knows that he owes money to the poil, to the worker. And he doesn't know whether he paid up the chayv or not, but it's truly, honestly, any dam praticha, lo yhavel el meida. Based on the setup, they all know that it's not his responsibility to know whether he paid up or not. Rav Soloveitchik said that when Rav Chaim would fahes students who wanted to enter Valozhin Yeshiva, so he would ask him, what mesichta they learn? So those who learned Bava Metzi, he would always ask this question, what's the din of Bari Veshema, of any idea in Praiticha, when it's Loi Havel El Meid, because it's on the first daf in Bava Metzi. It's on the first daf, there's a Rai from Matthesis there. So this is a Dion in Achrein. This is a Machalekut, Ktois and Nesivis has it. It's a Mishayna Mefurish, by Chenvani Alpi Kostoi, Mishnah Shvuas in the first daf in Bava Metzi, and it's in Choshe Mishpot. So I think the Ktsois, I forgot either the Ktsois, and I think the Ktsois brings the following raya. Let's say there's a milval peh. So I bring two Adim, and the two Adim say that I lent you $10 and you should pay back the money. So if you say paraita yonema, let's say the loiva dies and the malva comes to the yorshim, and he brings the two Adim, and he says the two Adim testify that your father borrowed $10. He wants him to pay back. So they don't know anything about anything. They don't know what to say. So the Bezna advances a taina of Parua, and they don't have to pay. The Bezna knows. The Yosemim don't know anything about anything. The Bezna for sure doesn't know anything about anything. So how good of a taina can it be already? The taininan that the Bezna advances, that is Parua. It's a taina's bari. Truth of the matter, it's not even a taina shema. A taina shema means, I remember something happened, I'm not sure whether I did pay, didn't pay. I said, I remember, yeah, maybe I did borrow, maybe I didn't borrow. But the Taina Shem of the Bezdin is even less than that. The question why it's even a Taina Shem, so that's a Chiddush, Psach Picha Le'ilem. The Bezdin has a right to advance a Taina on behalf of the Yisrael, maybe even though they don't know what in the world they're talking about. So it's a Chiddush that you even consider it a Taina Shem. But L'char, more than a Taina Shem, it can't be. So how did the Yisrael become Potter? The witnesses come and testify, the father borrowed $10 from me. So he's becheskas chiyuv. So if the father is alive and he says, paraiti, okay, so paraiti, he's never. He's never to say paraiti. But if I would come to the father and he would say, eni dam praiticha, I'm not sure, I think maybe I paid you back. So eni dam praiticha is chayiv. Bari v'shema, when it's eni dam praiticha is becheskas chiyuv, the Gemara says chayiv. So the father dies, and we come to the Yisrael, and the Bezna advances the Taina. So how strong is the Taina already? More than a Taina Shema, it can't be. So you see the Farish, Enidem Praiticha is Pater, if it's Loi Havel El Meida. Yisrael, it's not their fault, the Yisrael don't have to know. It was the father's Asik whether he paid up the money. So don't you see, Mefurish, that Bari V'Shema, when it's Enidem Praiticha, is only Chayiv when it's Havel El Meida. When it's Loi Havel El Meida, that's by the Yisrael. They don't know anything about it. So the fact that Taininon patters them, they're off the hook, they don't have to pay, is a beferish araya that Bari V'Shem Allah Bari Yarif Lahoitzi, if it's Loi Havel El Meid, even though it's any day in Praiticha. I think the Ktzais brings this right, if I'm not mistaken. So I think the Nesiva says wrong. Either the Ktzais and the Nesiva is a Demei Baruch. Baruch Taim and Frankel, it's in the Choshe Mishpot on the Daf. So the other Achronim say, no, Taininen is a Tainas Bari. How in the world can Taininen be a Tainas Bari? It doesn't even make sense that it should be a Tainas Shema. The person doesn't even know what they're talking about. So it's a fundamental machlokes is what does it mean, Taininen? Taininen means that Psach Picha Le'ilim is a Chiddush, that even though the best does know what they're talking about, they have the right to advance a Taina, and we call it a Taina Shema. But more than a Taina Shema, it isn't. That Bezna is advancing. Bezna is like the Apotropos over here. Bezna Avim Shal Yisayimim, they're like the Apotropos, so they're advancing. Oh no, it's a din in Psach, it's not a din in advancing a Taina. Normally, Bezna gives a Psach based on the Tainas that were presented, based on the evidence. They brought Aden, they brought Shtaris, based on the evidence and based on the Tainas. And here there's a din that before the Bezdin paskens, they should consider the possibility if the father would have been alive, what could the father possibly have advanced as a taina? What could he advance as a taina? So if the father could have advanced a taina's bari of paraiti, so the Bezdin should consider it as if such a taina was presented. But it's not that the Bezdin is advancing a taina. Bezdin doesn't know what to advance at all. It's not even a Taina Shema, but it's not a din in it. It's not Taninan, it's not a din in Bezna advancing a Taina. Not that they represent the Yisrael, they're advancing a Taina. It's a din in Psach. The Bezna should paskin, not only taking into consideration the rayas that were presented, taking into consideration the possibility of a Taina that the father would have said if he would have been alive. So this seems to be the fundamental machlokes achreinim, whether Taininon has the status of a Taina Shema or has the status of a Taina's Bari. If the din in Psach, that the Bezin should consider the Taina that the father could have possibly advanced, that the father could, if he would have been alive, he would have been able to advance a Taina's Bari. So they should consider it as if such a Taina was presented. But if it's a din that Bezin advances a Taina, Bezin is like the Apotropos, the Apotropos is like the Bailam now, so they advance. So the maximum it can be is a Taina Shema, it can't be a Taina's Bari. So the Chori, that's the Nekudas HaMachlekes over here. The Ramban argues with the Balamor and the Bali Atosas, that Melchames and Bava Basra Dafayin on the base. He argues and he says, if Nofala Yisayt, Nofala Binyan, if you're telling me that Bezin doesn't advance a Taina on Nensu, so how can they advance a Taina on Hechzar to be Migud in Nensu? So Tosas says, no, it's not a problem. Because the father could have advanced the Taina of Hechzar to be Migud in Nensu, even if Bezin can't. But the Bezdin can't advance it. So l'chor, that's exactly the machlokes. The Ramban holds that Taininan is a din that Bezdin is advancing Tainas. Bezdin is considered the apotropos. Bezdin avim shal yisayimim. Apotropos means the father. Apotropos is what? A Greek word? A Latin word? Whatever. Pater. Pater, Rashi says. Apotropos is a pater. Is a father. Avim shal yisayimim. So Bezdin is considered the apotropos over here. Nichse yisayimim. So the Apotropos is treated like the Bailam. So the Bailam advances a Taina. So the Ramban says the Bailam can only advance, and the Ramban says they can advance any and every Taina in the world. The Bailam can advance any Taina they want. But they can only advance a Taina that's Neman Bemigu if they can advance the other Taina. So from the fact that they can advance the Taina of Hechzar to Bimigun and Nensu, so Hechocha, they can advance the Taina of Nensu also. And he says, we have a tradition from the Gun, they can advance any and every Taina. They're like the Baldover himself, they can advance. And the other Rishonim hold not so. The Taisus of the Balamar, they say, no, the Bezin isn't advancing any Tainas. If they're advancing on their own, it's not even a Taina Shema. They don't know anything about anything. It's not even a Taina Shema. It's a Din of Psach. The Bezin should issue a Psach, keeping in mind the possibility. Maybe if the father would have been here, he would have advanced a taina. So to keep in mind the possibility of a milsa de lo shchicha taina, so that they're not, that's what Taisus and the Balamor read into the Gemara, that they're not mukhayif to consider. But keeping in mind the possibility of a taina milsa de shchicha, even though that taina is only nemon with a migu of a milsa de lo shchicha, hechzarti is a milsa de shchicha, and nensu is a milsa de lo shchicha. So hechzarti be migu de nensu, the Shomer himself would be believed, the Gemara says. So Lagabi the children, Lagabi the Yorshim, so Taisa says, the Bezdin is not going to advance a Taina, you're not going to say Taininan on Nensu, that's a Milsa de la Shchicha, but to say Taininan on Hechzai, to Mimigan and Nensu, that's good. If Nafalai said Nafalai Binyan, if the Bezdin couldn't advance the Taina of Nensu, how can they advance the Taina of Hechzai? The answer is, the Bezdin not advancing any Tainas. We're talking about what tainus should the Bezdin consider the possibility of the father could have advanced. So that tainus is going to spell out in Mefurish over here. Since the father could have advanced the taina of Hechzai to Bimigun and Ensu, so the Bezdin can advance that. The Bezdin doesn't have to consider the possibility of the father having advanced the taina of Nensu. That's a milsa l'shchicha. So it's a fundamental machlok, is how do you view the din of Nensu? So that's these two issues are totally zebizet. I don't know. You got to read it again. I don't know. It's a short Muhammad, as opposed to the Balamor. Balamor is episode three times as long as the Muhammad. Balamor gives all the possibilities, and he said, this is the only possibility that reads straight in the Gemara, the one that Tosis said. And the Ramban says it's all wrong. So how does Ramban read the Gemara? I don't know. That's the problem.
Isn't Parua also the Shechicha because in Al-Qurayat?
Parua, Pira, and Terzmano.
Why is this Terzmano?
I don't know if it is Terzmano. Maybe it's after this man.
Or else wouldn't be Shayach, no? How would it be Shayach?
The Gemara says if he died Terzmano, the Gemara says you do collect.
Because of that?
Yeah, I think so. Gemara says if the Leiva died Terzmano, we assume eight on the Pira Terzmano. So then you can collect. And the Bezdin, what? And the Bezdin will not say. I think the Bezdin will not even say paraiti on a milval pet.
Within
Shleshimayim? No, I don't know. Within Shleshimayim? Let's say it's a milval isman. Avol isman. So I think the Gemara says, Eidon Pareto ismanoi, so you can collect from the assignment, if I'm not mistaken. Gotta take a look in the Gemara. I think the Gemara says like that.
It's also said that the sort of Shavak applies to Kain also.
That's what they raise an issue. On the one hand, we should have said every woman will declare her independence and she'll just forge a get in Eretz Yisrael, and she'll say that my husband divorced me, and she won't be required to make any kiyamana. We should really say tanin and mizuyev, even though mizuyev is a milsul hashchicha, because lo shavkas chay l'chol beri, every wife will run away from her husband. And they say this consideration of Mishum Igun or Kila Ber Abana outweighs that consideration. They're more concerned about Igun than they are about this.
That's how we have this Svar of Tandu, and we always go based on that, and we always say the woman, it's a Chovula, so of course not, but yet we have this Chashash, and it's enough of a Chashash. If we didn't have
Mishum Iguna. So what do you need the whole Mishum Iguna? Yeah. Why don't you just say this? It's a Milsa La Shechicha, it's a La Tanina. Let's see the Tais. I think that's what they said. Let's see. Abel Kozman, they're going on Eretz Yisrael. The last three lines in the Mishnah. Maybe you get Eretz Yisrael. Ein Tzach Lemafan HaFan En Echtam. And the woman is allowed to remarry without any Kiyam at all. You have no Kiyam at all. So Tais says, Abel Kozman, the Lo Yasi Baal Meyara, if the Baal is Meyara, okay. If he tainis mizuyev, then you have to make kiyum. Because money is not ma'arer, this is al piaget. But loy tainin and mizuyev, why shouldn't we tainin mizuyev? So Tosis clearly presents it the way the Ran presented it, that we should say tainin, and not the way I presented it. Every shtar sheni mekuyim should be a chaspa bialma. Tosis really means what they said, that we should advance the tainin mizuyev. So they say, no, mishum iguna kila berabona. Avo b'mamen, tainin and mizuyev, we really wouldn't want to, but we have no choice. Sometimes we do advance a taina mezuyah l'nifra shaloi b'fanim yisayim b'lekuchz dim lokein l'shav keschay l'chol beri yawai shiyuchu kolodim, any crook will be able to forge a document licht of shtar milve, a shtar havor, or l'hachdim eidim me'atzme, he'll sign his own signatures on it. He'll sign two different names. V'litra v'shaloi b'fanim yisayim b'lekuchz, and yisayim b'lekuchz won't know what it's all about. So they say that really not mukhrach. What we just said is not necessarily correct. Mi'u mizeh ein l'hachiyach, why? That feel loy tanin alohu mizuyev. Even if we all say milsa de l'shchicha loy taninan, we don't have to worry about criminals. Why? Nonetheless, tanin alohu parua. Aye, what kind of amigo is it? Parua of amigo, the mizuyev is good. Aye, but if you can't advance the taina mizuyev, because milsa l'shchicha loy tanin, how can you advance the taina parua? That was the Ramban's taina. So Tosfos said that's not a problem. Given the huatzma havin mehem alam and parua b'amigo the mizuyev. Parua b'amigo di boyam and mizuyev, because the father himself, the loiv himself would have been believed to say paru amig mizuyev. How do you know? The kaimalon kemandiyama. How do you How do you know Paru b'migun and b'zoyif is good? That they're going to quote later. That's the machlokes where the moide b'shtar shiksava it tzorach lekaimai or ain't tzorach lekaimai. What if the malva comes to the loive with the shtar she'ena mekuyah? So if the loive will say mizuyif, so the malva will have to make a kiyum. The malva came all the way from China, and he'll never make a kiyum over here. There's nobody who knows the Chinese signatures. No one can make any kiyum. So the loive, instead of saying, so if the loive would have said mizuyif, so the Malva wouldn't be able to collect. The Leiva says, I'm asking, I agree that the shtar is nachon, it's an authentic shtar, but he says paraiti. So usually the Leiva is not believed to say paraiti against the shtar because shtocha b'yodah my boy, but over here the shtar was ainim mekuyim to begin with. So if the Leiva would have said mezuyev, the Malva would have been stuck with the shtar. He wouldn't be able to make a kiyum. So because the Leiva was kind enough to tell the truth, he says, Moide b'shtar shiksov, he says, the shtar is authentic, but paraiti. So is he believed or not? Parua b'migin b'mizuyif is a belief. So Tosafot quotes that's a machlokes. On the top line they quote, it's machlokes Rav Shmuel. So they say, Rav Islay. Rav is of the opinion, it says, Amai Gemara Nesai Ksubis Yutes. Okay. Rav is of the opinion, Moideh B'shtar Shiksov Ein Tzorach L'Kaima. And then they quote later on that we don't paskin like that. We paskin like the one who says, Moideh B'shtar Shiksov Ein Tzorach L'Kaima. Here. Where it says Perik Misha Meis Bava Basu Daf Kuf Nun Dalet on the base. It says in parentheses. So the line above Bava Basu Kuf Nun Dalet on the base. It says the Shmuel Svirale Shmuel holds that the Moed B'Shtar Shiksavoy is Tzorach L'Kaima. Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. Rab says it's not a good migu. Paru B'Migun B'Zoyif is no good. Ain't Tzorach L'Kaima. It's not a good migu. And we pass him like Shmuel that Moed B'Shtar Shiksavoy Tzorach L'Kaima that it is a good migu. So that's what Tosis is saying over here. That we know that we pass him. Parua b'migun mizuyef is nemar. So even though the bezin will not advance a taina on mizuyef, because it's a musar lo shchicha, the bezin can advance a taina of parua. And how do you know? And how do you know that that's true? That you say taninon on a taina, even though the whole nemanus of the taina is based on another taina, which we don't advance taninon on. That's what the Ramban says. It doesn't exist. How can it be? If nafal I say nafal abinyan. That's the Ramban on Dafayin on the Bay says in the Mohammeds. What kind of a migu is that? So Taisa says, no, from that Gemara, where the Ramban is. You see from the Gemara, not like the Ramban. The simple reading of the Gemara is not like the Ramban. I don't know how the Ramban kriks out of it. So Taisa says, the Kaimalan Kemand Yamar, they say this is a good migu. Why is it a good migu? Because who else, the father could have advanced the Taina, Parua, Migu di Boyama, Mizuyev. So that's why the Bezin can advance the Taina. How do they know that this is true? That's what it says in Bava Basra, Dafayin on the base. It appears clearly from the Gemara that you don't say Taininan Anensu, but if Hechzar to be Migud Anensu is Neman by the father, then the Bezin will advance a Taininan of Hechzar to be Migud Anensu. That's the Daf. That's what it says on that Daf in Bava Basra. The Kaimalon, we accept that opinion. Keman Liyam Perkam Echaz Abaz Gabish Takis Ayetzal Yisoymi. Shtakis means that it's an iska. An iska means palga milva, palga pikodin. So nishba v'goyve machza. Nishba is another story. Whenever anyone comes to collect money, shaloi b'fnei, I come to the loive, and I want to collect money, and I have a shtar mekuyim, so he has to pay. I don't have to swear, unless he tainis, ishtabali the loive praticha. Let's say the loive insists that he paid already. I say, what do you mean? Shtocha b'yodei my boy. So the din is, I win. He's not nemar to say paraiti against the shtar mekuyam, but he can still, if he advances a tani, he says, but you're lying. Ishtabali loy pratich, I want you to swear that I didn't pay you back, so the bezin will make me swear before I collect. But what if we're not by the loyva? I go to collect by the soimim and by the lukuchas. So they don't advance the ishtabali loy pratich, they don't know anything about anything. And I have a shtar mekuyam, so then the din is that I collect. So there's a takanas ha-mishnah. Whenever you collect in shaloi b'fonov, you're not collecting from the loive. So the same lukuchas don't know anything about it. So there's a mishnah in ksilvah that says, ha-nifra shaloi b'fonov, lo yifra ele b'shvur. You have to swear. That's what it says over here. Shtak kis ha-yotz ali yisayim. I come to the shiva home, I come to be menachmol, and I say, your father owed me $20,000. Iska, $10,000 was a milveh, $10,000 was a pikodin. So the milveh I can collect, because the Bezin is not going to say Parua against the Shah, but still I have to swear. Nishba v'goyim, I have to swear. That's the Mishnah. That Hanifra min ha'isayim min ha'lekuchas. Whenever you collect Shalai b'fonav, you have to swear. So he's only goyim v'machts of a palgat b'kodin. He doesn't collect, only the palg and the milva. Why palg b'kodin does not collect? Because the father could have advanced the taina of hechazari tibimigud. And then, so even though the Bezin will not advance would not advance the taina of Nansu. If the father advances the taina of Nansu, then the father's believed, so he'll be potter. But you see from the Gemara that the Bezin doesn't advance. You don't say Tanina. That's what Tais says in the Balamorlai. See, the Bezin does not advance the taina of Nansu. If they'll advance the taina of Nansu, if they'll advance the taina of Nansu, said there shouldn't be any machlekes hatanayim. Everyone should agree that he's only goyva machzi. You see, no, it's a machlekes hatanayim. Nansu, we don't say. Hechzai to be migun in Nansu is a machlekes hatanayim. So if you hold hechzai to be migun in Nansu is Neman, then he's only goyva machzi. Hechzai to be migun in Nansu is Eina Neman, then he's goyva sakol. He gets the full amount. So that's what Taisa is see from that Gemara. Avapalga, the pikodin, tanin aluhu paruahu, loch. What do you mean parua? I mean hechzarti, not parua. It doesn't make sense. Parua means hechzarti, a pikodin. Avagav deloy tanin le nen, so that's what the assumption of the sugi. That's what Taisa is in the Balamar line. That's the assumption. Avagav deloy tanin le nen, so why don't you say nen? So because the milsa lo shchicha. I said, what kind of a migu is it? Because the father could have advanced. Shem de avim hayanam aloy mehechzarti be migu de nen, so. So that's why the Bezin has the right to keep that in consideration when the issue of psak. That's what Tosis in the Balamor hold, that the din of Taininan is not a din of advancing a Taina. It's a din of psak. You should issue a psak considering a Taina that was never advanced, a Taina that could have been advanced. The Bezin should keep into consideration the possibility that the father would have advanced such a Taina. That the father would have advanced a Taina Milsala Shchicha, that's far-fetched. You don't have to keep that into consideration. But the father would have advanced a taina that's a milsa l'shchicha that year. But then Taisa says, but if you have a big shas atrak and you have taka a situation where it's l'shavkas chay l'chol beria and the crooks are going to always be 5 steps ahead of the rabbanim, so then you will advance the taina of nen, you will advance a taina of mezuyev, even though it's a milsa l'shchicha, if you have no other way to save the yisayman. Aber yesh l'chich tanin l'hu nen, so dim l'ok the mezuyev, even though it's a milsa l'shchicha, which case, dim l'ok ken kol echad yichtav shtamecha shtam atana. What shaykh over there? Parua b'migun and mezuyev. There is no parua there. He comes in the middle of Shiva and he says, the house that you're living in, your father gave it to me, Matan. Your father sold it to me and I paid it. So what are you going to tie over there? The only way to get rid of him is to say mezuyev. And mezuyev is the chamil sedel ha-shchicha. So Taisa says, it has to be so. The din has to be. They have no raya from the Gemara. They say the din has to be that Bezdin will advance. So we have to farbeg over there. We have to violate our principles. The principle normally is that on the Milsa L'Shchicha you don't say Tanina. And Mezuyev is in Milsa L'Shchicha. But here you have no choice. Then they want to bring another proof. So that's one Gemara. That's an important Gemara. That Gemara, Bava Basu Dafayinam and Bezd. How does the Ramban read the Gemara? I don't know. That's how Taisus in the Balamor read the Gemara like that. A whole fantastic pshat. Od yesh l'daktik. They're going to prove from another Gemara that if you have a rare situation where the only way to save the fella's skin is by advancing a taina mezuyev, then the Bezin will advance a taina mezuyev despite the fact that it's a milsa l'shchicha. So what do they prove? Od yesh l'daktik from another Gemara in the end of Bava Basra. The tanina li'yisaymim mezuyev. If that's the only way to save them, if it's a Lashavka Skai Lachol Beria situation, why? The Omer Rav Huna, what's a din? Haidoas Baldin is Kimeo Adam Dami. If I admit that I owe you money, so that's a perfect beer. Haidoas Baldin Kimeo Adam Dami. What if I admit that I owe you money and I am penniless? I admit that I borrowed $1,000 10 years ago. And the last 10 years I sold a lot of real estate. And now I make an admission, very nice on my part. I make a Hadas Badin, but I'm penniless, I can't pay you. So the Hadas Badin means that you have the right to collect from the Lukuchas. Is that a Hadas Badin? He's a tzaddik on someone else's cheshbon. He's admitting. Is he the Badin to admit? So the Gemara says in Bava Metzia at the end of the first paragraph, Hadas Badin, Hecha Dechav Lachrini. So the Rishonim say of the Minatora, he is believed. Hadas Badin, Chav Lachrini is believed. He's the Baldin. He admits that he owes money, Memele, the karka that he sold the last 10 years in Meshubit. But with the Rabbanon, he's not believed because Chashina Lekinunya. So that's what it sounds like this Gemara. Amar Avhune, Shchir Mira Shehikdish Kol Nechasov. A guy's about to die. Shchir Mira means that he's sick in bed. Hikdish Kol Nechasov. And then the next day, he says, Mona Leplaini Biyodi. And I owe someone $100, and then he drops dead. So the Gemara says, "Hoydas b'adin chav lachreini." Menatoyra is believed, but the Rabbanon is not believed because chashina lekenoni. So now Rav Huna says, "Chemer hashikdush kol nechasav," and then he says, "Mana leplaini biyadi." I admit that I owe $100 to somebody. Neman, why is it believed? So the simple, the Gemara starts off chazake. It's a ruba deleisa kaman anum den ein onam oisa kenunya ala hegdush. So the simple pshat is the whole reason why Hoidas Baldin Chav Lachrini is not Neman, it's only with the Rabbanim, because Chashin Lekinunya. But if you have a situation where it's no Chashash Kinunya, then there's no Dinder Rabbanim. So you leave it on the level of the Dinder Raisa, and you say Chav Lachrini is Neman.
And then that he shouldn't be believed with the Rabbanim also?
Rav Mina would have been it shouldn't been the Rabbanah, you shouldn't be believed.
He should not be believed, which is not the case.
The Rav Huna says he is believed. Yeah.
Why?
So the Gemara says that Minat Torah Hadas Baldin is good, even if it is Chav Lachrini. So I admit that I owe $100 to Pliny. I just gave away all of my assets to Hegdish. So Pliny is never going to collect from me. I'm penniless. Pliny is going to collect from Hegdish. So the Gemara starts off. The Gemara is going to back out from that. But the Gemara starts off. Because we assume ain't on a moise kenunya ala hegdish. So since there's no chashash kenunya, so we leave it on a din deraisa. There's no din derabbanan in such a case. Shrek the Gemara, but forget about kenunya. Who says it's a kenunya? Uparif a Gemara kasha b'chiyada moise kenunya al bonav. Is a person interested in cheating his children? We have a memra from Rabbi Shmuel. They both say Rabbi Shmuel damit rabbi ushchid mirasham amana leplani biyadi. He's about to die. He says I owe somebody $100. So if he leaves instructions, Amatanu, no snims. If he says, make sure after I die, I don't want to be a leiva rosha v'lei shalem, make sure after I die, before I die, but make sure he paid the $100. So then no snim, fine. Lo Amatanu, ain't no snim. If he doesn't say tanu, then you don't have to pay. Why don't you have to pay? So what was he kidding? Why did he say, I owe the money to the, I owe $100 to the other guy? What, he wants to cheat his children? He's interested in making a kenunya. He's in cahoots with the Pliny. He says, "Man, the Pliny. He's dropping dead now. He's dying. What is he in cahoots? What is he going to do over here? He's about to die." So the answer is no. People don't want a nine hara. Jewish people don't want a nine hara. So they always plead poverty. They're always crying. They don't have enough money. So a lot of times I'll say, "I'm not as rich as you think I am. All the svarim in my library, they're on loan. They all belong to the goddess Malai, but they're not my svarim." And the furniture was a matana. And I really owe money to this one and that one and the other one. So he doesn't mean it. A lot of times a person makes a Haidoaz Baldin, if it's a Haidoaz Baldin that wasn't called for. No man, if the other, Pliny asks me, hey, you owe me money? He says, yeah, I owe you money. So if I say it in response to his tviya, don't you owe me $100? I say, yes, I owe you. And then it's a Haidoaz Baldin. But if a person makes a Haidoaz Baldin, unsolicited Haidoaz Baldin, out of the clear blue sky, just says, I owe $100 to Pliny. So then the Gemara says, that's Jewish psychology. Shalala hasbi asatzman, shalala hasbi. It doesn't want everybody to think that he's so rich, that he's so veya. So we say, on living people, on healthy living people, you say, shalala hasbi asatzman. We're carrying on a conversation, and someone thinks that my salary is so high, and I'm making so much money. So I said, well, you should only know, I owe this person $20,000, I owe him $50,000. And then later on, they find out about it. They want me to pay the money. So I say, no, I was kidding. I just said, Shalol Hasbi Asatzni. I don't want people to think that I'm rich. And not only do you have such a Jewish psychology, Shalol Hasbi Asatzmo, I don't want people to give me an Ein Hara. You say, Shalol Hasbi Asbonov. The guy's on his deathbed. He'll make a Haidoaz Baldin unsolicited. If the plaintiff didn't ask him, hey, you owe me $100, says, yeah, I owe you. That's a Haidoaz Baldin. But if he makes a Haidoaz Baldin unsolicited, he says, I owe $100 to plaintiff. If he says, Tanu, so that's not because of an Ein Hara. He wants that after he dies they should pay the money. So that's a real Haidoaz Baldin, okay? But if he doesn't say Tanu, so the Gemara says, we say Shalola Hasbi Asatzman. So the Gemara says, so why do you say Shchimer HaShehikdush Kol Nechosov? And then a day later he says, Mana Leplani Biyadi Nemon, because Ein on the Masa Kenunya La Hegdush. That's one consideration, Kenunya. But there should be another consideration. Maybe he just said, I owe $100 to Pliny. Shalala has bias atzma. He doesn't want people to think that he's a rich man, even though he's about to die. He's a chashchimera. He's holding by the end. Maybe he said it, and it doesn't mean anything. So the chazok ein anamas kenunya lahegdish is true. A person is not going to cheat hegdish, but that doesn't solve the whole problem. maybe this unsolicited hoidos baldin is meaningless. Maybe he only said that, he only stated that shalala asbias atzmo. So Taisa says, masik. The Gemara asks this contradiction. Don't you see from Rabbi Shmuel that if a man is about to die, and he says, and I owe $100 to Pliny, if he says, tenu, is no snim. It's clear that he's making a hodos badin. If he doesn't say tenu, we say it was an unsolicited hodos badin and shalola hasbiya. It's just for Ayin Hara purposes. So why don't you say the same in Rav Huna's case? Yesterday he was magdush kol nechosov, and today he says, if he says, I'm magdush all of my property, but I want hegdush to know that I owe $100 to play. If he says a turk de dibur, so then you can't say shalola hasbiya. Then you say, Eron amosik nun yala hegdush, and he really means it. Then he's neman. Because the Haidos Badin Chav Lachmin is Neman Menator, it's only Ein and Neman Midirabonon, because the Chashina Le Kenunya here, Ein and Amos Kenunya La Hegdish. But the Gemara assumes he said it at two different times. One day he says he's giving everything to Hegdish, and the next day he says, he doesn't say, and with respect to what I gave to Hegdish, I hope they'll realize that I owe $100. No, he doesn't say with respect to. The next day, a day goes by, he says, I owe $100 to Plain. So the Gemara says, in such a case, Rav Huna would never say that din. He would never say that you paid money to Hegdish. He would say shalola hasbias atzma. So when does Rav Huna say the din? Umasik, the Gemara comes to the final conclusion there. The Rav Huna's din is only talking about a case where there's a shtar mekuyam. He gives all of his money away to Hegdish, and then there's a malva has a shtar mekuyam against the loiver that he owes him the $100. Mana leplein of yadi. So what do you need? So if the malva has a shtar mekuyam, so he's going to collect the money. So what do you need? So what do you need him to admit that mana leplani biyadi? The Gemara never explains it. Taisa asked the question there. So what does he have to say? Rav Huna tells me a big chiddush. Even though he was magdish one day all of his property, and the next day he says mana leplani biyadi is neman chazak and enamos k'nun yala hegdish. What does he have to admit mana leplani biyadi for? They were talking that the malva has a shtar mekuyam. So Taisa says there, and Baba Basra, Taisa explains no. Under normal circumstances, whenever a person comes to collect shaloi b'fanav, that's a mishnah k'suvas. And therefore, min aysemim min alakuchas lo yifra ele b'shvur. Whenever you're collecting, as a takana satanoi, whenever you're collecting shaloi b'fanav, even though you win the case, even though you have a shtar mekuyam, but there's a din mederabana, you have to swear in advance that the shvur shaloi nefraiti, that I didn't collect it yet. So here, when Pliny comes to collect $100 from Hegdish, Pliny should have to swear, I didn't collect the money. But because the Shchid Mirah, before he died, made a statement, Mana Lepleini Biyodi, so we waive the Shvur. We don't require of the Malva that he has to swear before he collects the $100 from Hegdish, he can collect without Shvur. It's not such a gewaldig, okay, he saved himself a Shvur. But he's not gaining that much. It's not that Rav Huna says he wins the case. He's going to win the case anyway. Because he's talking, the Malva's coming with a Shtar Mekuyam. The Malva's going to win the case anyway, but normally the Malva would win the case only provided that he swears, because he's collecting from Hegdish, not collecting the Loiva died. The Shechid Mirah died ultimately. He was sick in bed and he died, and he's collecting, the Malva is going to collect the money from Hegdish. So because the Loiva made a statement, Mana Lepleini Biyadi, and the Pleini, the Malva, has a Shtar Mekuyam, so this spares him the need to have a Shvur. And Rabbi Shmuel, what case are they talking about? That if he doesn't say Tenu, Ein Oisnim? What case are they talking about? Rabbi Shmuel talking about a Dokid Shtar Sheinim Mekuyim. That the Malva has a Shtar Sheinim Mekuyim. So they're talking about two different kinds of cases. So in the case of Rabbi Shmuel, what's the din? Oma Tenu, if he says, make sure you pay him the $100, that's like Kimei the Tenari. He's Kimei the Shtari. He's making a Hadras Baldin, Moide B'Shtar Shekosvai. And he's not saying parua. He says it's not mezuyev and it's not parua. Make sure you pay the money. So that itself, he made a hados badin. It's a kiyum hashtar. I hados badin chav lachrin izein anem. No, ain't on the mosik kenun yal banov. He's not going to cheat his children. So here we revert back to the din daraisa that hados badin chav lachrin is neman. But if loy amatunu, but if the man before he dies on his deathbed, he just says mana lepleini biyadi, he doesn't say tenu. So maybe he only said it shalola hasbiya as banov. Maybe he only said he doesn't mind a nine hara. No one should think that his children are rolling in dough. So he says, before he dies, you should know, I owe $100. So he didn't tell the children instructions, make sure you pay it. So we say he only said it for nine hara purposes. So Tosafot wants to know, in such a situation, lo yamatnu, lo kima dishtare, because maybe he said it, shalola asbiyas banav amakein. So Tosafot wants, so what's the din in such a case? So the Malva does not collect the money. Why does he not collect the money? Because it's a Shtar Sheinu Mekuyam. So what are we going to be Taininon? So Tosfos says the only thing you can say Taininon, V'iloi Taininon Mizuyif L'Yisoyimim. So the Rabbi Shmuel said, if the father says tenu, knows them. If the father doesn't say tenu, then you don't pay the money. Why don't you pay the money? It must be based on Taininon. What are you going to say Taininon over here? So maybe you'll say, so Tosfos assumes that, the whole Tosfos is assuming that just like Nenso is a Milsul HaShchicha Lo Taininon, so Mizuyif is also a Milsul HaShchicha, so really you should say Lo Taininon, unless that's the only way to save the guy's skin. That's what they're going to prove. So they say, what's over here? What are you going to say Taininon here? So maybe you say Taininon Parua B'migan and Mizuyif. But Parua B'migan and Mizuyif happens to be a Machloikis Rabu Shmuel. And this is Rabu Shmuel both speaking. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Travayu, the third line from the bottom. Rabbi Shmuel Dami Travayu, and Baba Basil could find out. They both said this din. How can they both say the same din? That if Loy Amar Tenu, if the father on his deathbed didn't say Tenu, Loy Kimei the Shtorei. So the Malva has a Shtar Sheini Mekuyim, and the Loiva on his deathbed never made a Kiyum Ashtar. So you cannot collect. Why can't you collect? Why Bezin is going to say Mezuyev? It's the milsa de l'shchicha. So we said before, no problem. They'll say parua b'migah de mizuyah. Parua is not a milsa de l'shchicha, but parua b'migah mizuyah is a machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. They both say the same over here. How can they both agree? So the answer is, if you have no other way to save the children, so you have to say mizuyah. The bezin will say taininon on the milsa de l'shchicha. In general, the rule is you don't say taininon on the milsa de l'shchicha unless you have a situation where you're concerned l'shav keschay l'chol beria. Then they prove from this case that you say taininon on the milsa de l'shchicha. That's how the Sheita Mekubetz is points out there.
So we say even if it's Kavla Achruni. But the Gemara Kedushin, the third parak, says that by Kedushin, the only reason you don't believe it is because of Kavla Achruni. That's the Din Daraisa.
Right, right. The Gemara says if you're Mekadosh and Isha, you have to have Eidus Lekim Adava watching. So the Gemara says, what do you need Eidus Lekim Adava for? The Chos and Kala watching. Hadas Badin. So the Gemara says, Hadas Badin Chav Lachrini is not valid. So there the Gemara says, on the level of the Raisa, Chav Lachrini is no good. Here the Gemara says, Beferi said, it's only the Rabban. So that's the Kasha that Rab Shimon Shkop and others from the Rosh Yeshiva, they all work on that Kasha. So they all say, Rab Soloveitchik said it, the name Rab Chaim Soloveitchik. And others say, the name Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. And others say, the name Rab Shimon Shkop. They all say the same thing. So you all said the same thing. That Gemara, Chav Lachmini, means a different thing. It means that by Gitmi Kedushin, there's no concept of Baldin. The concept of Hadoz Baldin is only a Baldin and Dini Mominus. There's a Baldover, but there's the Gemara answer, since it's negated to other people, marriage is an issue that's negated to other people, so there's no Hadoz Baldin, not so much because Chav Lachmini. Chav Lachmini is an indication that he's not called a Baldin Bechlau. Baldin is only a Dini Mominus. That's the gist of what they say.
Sound like the Ran and Arsakim?
Along the Ran, similar to the Ran, but the Ran is talking about Taininon. So the Ran says you only say Taininon Psach Picha Leilem in a case of Dini Mominus to help the Muchzor. That's the Poshib Shah. The Pnei Yeshua had a Shveri Gemara in Ksubis, where the Gemara says Taininon even to help the Toiveya, not only to help the Nitva. So that's a problematic Gemara. The Pnei Yeshua works hard on that Gemara. But this Ran says the normal way, the way the Pnei Yeshua says one should have said, you only say Taininon in a case of Dini Mominus to support the Nitva, as opposed to a Gittin, case of Gittin, why should you say Taninon? Similar to the Ram. I remember when the first time I visited Eretz Yisrael, came back to America, so Rabbi Lifshitz, Zuchan Lebracha, asked me, "Nu, did I hear a shir from Abchaim Shmolevitz?" I said, yes. I said, what did he say? So he said, this shir. So he said, this is Dach Reb Shimon's. Did he say the name Reb Shimon's? So I said, no, he said it in his own name. So he said, how can it be? That's Reb Shimon's Torah. Rav Soloveitchik said the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. The exact same thing. Everybody said the same. Okay. It must be a good word if everybody is mechaven to the same shot. That's the Tosfos. Okay, maybe Billy Netta tomorrow we'll start. I'd like to cover some more. Vim Taimer, the top line on base, I'd like to cover their important dinim here. I'd like to cover the rest of the parts of the rest of the Tosfos, and then we'll continue in the Gemara. Okay.
yesterday the evidence was on the business. I couldn't find it in the business.